I'm going to go ahead and call us together so we can get started. We've got a great group of panelists here today, and I'm really excited to present them for you. I invited these folks to come and talk because, you know, we spend so much of our work in alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, who's the sponsor of this session. We spend so much of our work in that area and in other areas working on problems after they're taking place. So, welcome. and what we really need to start thinking about is, why do we have these problems in the first place? And if we're truly taking a public health approach, we need to look upstream. And upstream for a lot of what we do in our work is looking at what are corporations doing that cause and encourage all of these behaviors that cause public health problems. And so we're going to look at several different topics today across the spectrum. We're going to look at prescription drugs, food policy, tobacco, and alcohol. And we're going to try and keep the presentations a little shorter than they sometimes are in other sessions so that we have plenty of time to have some good discussion afterwards and think about potential action ideas. Because we don't often get the opportunity, we work so often in silos in our one substance area, and we don't always get the opportunity to come together and exchange ideas. So we want to provide some time for that. So I want to thank you all for coming. And I think you'll really enjoy the great group of panelists that we have here today for you. So I'm going to introduce each of them as we go along, and then we'll wait until the very end to do question, answer, and discussion all together to make sure we allow enough time for each of our panelists to present what they've taken time and energy to prepare for us. So also, if any of them have a little trouble with their time, they know that I'm going to stand up and make them stop when they've used up their time, in fairness to the rest of them. So you're warned ahead of time. If, you know, if they go over, I'll be rude and cut them off. So so we're all accountable to each other. So the first person I want to introduce is Linda Pratt. And Linda is going to talk about the implementation of a prescription drug policy in Alameda County here in California, right across the bay. Linda has been working in the AOD field for over 22 years, and for the past 15 of those years, she's been at COMPRE, which is part of Horizon Services, and doing program directing on a variety of environmental prevention strategies around alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs. So with no further ado, I'd like to welcome Linda.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming to the session today. So in addition to being program director of COMPRE, I'm also with the Alameda County Meds Coalition. And today I'll be discussing the new Alameda County safe disposal ordinance and the prevention activities that led up to its passage. And I have nothing to disclose. So this is some of the data that we learned about and used to support the need for an ordinance. Older adults represent just 12% of the population, but they consume 25 to 30% of all prescriptions. And 30% of those over 65 take, on an average, 8 or more prescription drugs daily. Older Americans consume an average of 30 different drugs each year. This is actually contributing to a rising phenomenon of poisoning. Poisoning is now the fastest rising cause of accidental death among older adults, particularly from overdoses of prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications. And in Alameda County alone, non-fatal hospitalizations due to unintentional poisonings among adults 60 and older increased 43% in an 8-year period. This is one of the problems, stockpiling. And stockpiling is the storing of unneeded and unused meds in homes, which is leading to errors in consumption, accidental poisoning at home of family members and or pets, and abuse by teenagers, such as farming parties, which is where teens are combining medicines and then they ingest them, and then what's leading to injury and even death in some situations. Another problem is the increase over the past 15 years in the amount of prescriptions, particularly for controlled substances, that are being made. So as you can see, from 1993 to 2003, prescriptions for controlled substances increased by 154%. And as these become more accessible, there has been a corresponding increase in injuries and healthcare costs, with a 90% increase in hospital visits due to prescription drug abuse and a 207% increase in hospital visits for teenage prescription drug abuse in the same 10-year period. In addition, public health is being jeopardized by drugs ending up in our water supply. In 80% of U.S. waterways that were tested, they contained pharmaceutical compounds. And interestingly, the points of entry for these drugs into our water system is through excretion. Excretion actually is responsible for 80% of all concentrations in water. Up to 50% of unused medicines are thrown into the trash, and up to 40% of unused medicines are flushed in the toilet. So prevention strategies. These are the, in 2008, we developed the Meds Coalition developed a prevention plan to address specifically the access and availability of prescription drugs and over-the-counter medications in Alameda County. And we use these three prevention strategies we call the three P's: partnering, promotion, and policy. So with partnering, we learned that it is extremely important to partner with multiple diverse stakeholders. And so with the Meds Coalition, we actually started 4 years ago with a group of seniors, older adults, and senior-serving organizations to address stockpiling and the lack of safe and convenient medication disposal options in the county. And then we grew and expanded to include water and waste agencies, law enforcement, drug-free community coalitions, healthcare, and governmental agencies. And for us, partnering with, for example, waste and water organizations was really unique and something we weren't used to partnering with these types of organizations. And so what we did, our first initiative was, as I said, promoting safe medication disposal. And also educating, in promoting, it was also educating the public about stockpiling and the need for more safe and convenient medication options. And we did this through hosting the one-day take-back events that the DEA sponsors just twice a year. And then more importantly, we set out to establish permanent safe and convenient take-back sites in our county. So back 2 years ago, we took a look at all of the take-back sites that exist in the San Francisco Bay Area. And as you can see, many are on the left-hand side of the screen. Many are located in the North Bay, Marin, Sonoma, and the South Bay. And in our area, however, on the right side of the screen, the area that's circled, there was just one, and it was hosted by the Alameda County Household Hazardous Waste and Agency. And so for an area of 300,000 people, our coalition felt that this was wholly inadequate. And then we also learned that the current drug disposal infrastructure consisted of a hodgepodge of different agencies and groups that were trying to get more safe disposal options. So there were wastewater agencies putting bins in, there were social service and senior groups that were trying to get more locations for take back, and there were teen and young adult advocacy groups, and of course there was the Household Hazardous Waste County Agency. But in summary, we learned that there was no organized system, that funding was haphazard, and importantly, there was absolutely no support or accountability from the pharmaceutical and drug companies. So we set out and we obtained a grant from Stop Waste to install 5 bins in our area. And so we currently have a total of 6 now. And these are examples of 2 of our sites. We installed them in clinics, hospital, Eden Hospital, police departments, and independent pharmacies. What was really telling to us was in trying to work with the large retail pharmacies like Safeway, CVS, and Walgreens, they were adamantly opposed to participating, helping, being a part of this program at all. It was clear that they weren't going to do anything unless they were mandated to. So our policy strategy was developing a local ordinance to require manufacturers to take back unneeded medications, and we used a product stewardship model. Product stewardship is where companies, industries are responsible, they take responsible for the disposal or recycling of their products at the end of their life. So there are current models in California. The paint companies, batteries, carpets have product stewardship take-back programs in place, and so we thought this would be a good model for drug take-backs. And then we also learned that this isn't a new concept at all, that several European countries have well-established manufacturer-funded drug collection programs, as well as Canada. So this is our the ordinance. In July of 2012, the Board of Supervisors adopted the first in the nation countywide drug collection program. And highlights of the ordinance are that it establishes a product stewardship program for the safe disposal of unwanted drugs by Alameda County residents, not clinics or hospitals, but this is for consumers, residents. That manufacturers and producers of drugs are required to finance and operate the collection of these unwanted drugs for proper disposal. They must pay for all of the costs associated with complying with the ordinance, and they cannot charge consumers for the program. That they also have to establish a public education and outreach activities to the public, and they must publicize the collection locations on a website or a toll-free number. So just some of the other highlights of the ordinance. The Department of Environmental Health is the agency in the county that will administer this ordinance, and they can establish fees to charge the industry to implement, administer, and enforce the ordinance. The ordinance also has enforcement provisions with fines and penalties. For example, there is an up to a $1,000 civil penalty per day for violations. And then what's important is that the ordinance is going to be implemented in phases. So right now we're really focusing on getting prescription drugs, collected in the first phase. And because it was just passed in July 2012, the manufacturers were given a year to develop a program so that they have to actually develop a plan and present it to the county in July of 2013. I thought it would be really useful to pass on some of the things that the industry talked or countered and said to us that, we can't do this ordinance. From May through July, the Board of Supervisors held stakeholder meetings that included drug company representatives, distributors, lobbyists, lawyers, consultants, and these are some of the reasons that they gave in opposing the ordinance. Quote, research demonstrates that household trash disposal is effective for disposing of unused medicines. So we don't need it. That's the effective way to dispose of meds. Quote, folks have to be their own guardians and stewards of what's in their homes. Does that sound familiar? And then, quote, drug take-back programs don't address the issue of pharmaceuticals in the environment. So basically they were saying, this ordinance isn't going to do what you think it's going to do. And then they said, we don't have any way to do this. We're not in the waste disposal business. And they further said that there are federal laws that will prohibit them from disposing of drugs. So this is what we did, though, in encountering what they were saying, that we really focused on this concept of corporate social responsibility. Companies are much more sensitive now to corporate social responsibility, and in fact, when we did our research, we found on several companies' websites CSR statements. So this was one major pharmaceutical company's CSR statement. Quote, doing business responsibility through promoting environmental sustainability, managing our footprint, and product stewardship to minimize pharmaceuticals in the environment. So they were already saying they do this. And then secondly, to address what they were saying is, we're not in the business of waste disposal, we don't do this. We said, you have the top scientists in the world. You are innovators of these amazing drugs. Surely you can figure out a pill disposal program. And then we also emphasize the public health risks for youth and seniors, because some of the data around, especially drugs in the garbage, was harder to point out than the data around drug abuse prevention. So this is where we are currently in implementing the ordinance. Our environmental health agency and county council are drafting regulations to provide to the industry. The Meds Coalition is drafting a model product stewardship take-back program modeled after Canada's. And then we're planning a conference in March and inviting the industry representatives to, and then introducing the regulations and the model program to them at the conference. And really, we fully anticipated a lawsuit by the pharmaceutical industry against this ordinance. Thus far, that hasn't happened. And very promisingly, in the last couple weeks, we've received a response from a consultant for one very major company saying that they would like to comply with the ordinance. And how can they do that? So that was a very promising development in the last couple weeks. So just real quickly, this was some of the industry facts that we found, that their profits are third highest of all industries. In extrapolating some of the statewide data for sales and profits, we learned that pharma profits in Alameda County for 2009-2010 were approximately $186,215,896. So we fully think that they can afford a $300,000 a year take-back program. This I wanted to let you know of, that the pharmaceutical industry was successful in changing an FTC law in early 1990s that allowed them to directly market to consumers, which greatly impacted the amount of advertising, then the amount of access and availability in the community of meds, and then industry sales and profits. And finally, these are some of the learnings from our experiences, that it's very important to build a coalition with multiple community and diverse stakeholders. It's very important to do that groundwork with organizations and businesses to install the bins to show that we want more bins, we're going to do it. And then finally, educating the community about the need for safe disposal, which really helped the Board of Supervisors provide support for this ordinance, support and pressure. And then finally, pass an ordinance. Otherwise, the industry will not take you seriously. And we learned this, that we got to get this thing passed, then we'll deal with their complaints. So thank you very much.